So good, Mama. How are you?
Use parliament nale hashtag water. Hey, never.
Hello.
On a lighter note, I'm unable. In network, yeah, man. I don't know what is happening, comrade. Otherwise, I would have loved to buy picture. Ibonakale. My apologies for looking late. I hear there's somebody or just Salo. Can I? Who was that one? Oh, okay.
It's me, Nonsele.
Yes, Honorable Nonsele.
Greetings, sir.
Greetings, Honorable Nonsele. Greetings. Oh, okay. No, I thank you very much.
Recording in progress.
We are having our committee, which we will then be looking into our minutes and the report of the first quarter that was presented by the department. We will then, I don't want to waste any time, but safe to say that I think we I hope we have observed and watched the space of what is taking place in terms of the migration policy, employment of foreign nationals that is taking place on our local TV stations. There is also a talk. The issue of the drivers keeps on coming up. So that means, as the committee, we have got a very mammoth task in front of us, working together with government and labor in the space, because it's really going to need all of us. It's an emotive matter, but I think as Parliament, we have got that responsibility of ensuring that we come up with laws and regulations that are then going to assist the country that we are to say, which I'm not going to say them now until there is that time that we really look into this. I think in us moving forward, we must see how best we ensure that we have at an appropriate time, we have a meeting which is to be physical again of us discussing this matter, because this matter is a serious matter of national interest. And anybody who will think that we are exaggerating or we'll be living in another world. So I'm trying to say, moving forward in these 2 years, we must understand that we have got that responsibility of assisting, working together with relevant departments, Home Affairs in particular, and small business, all of them, all, but we'll take them, we'll categorize them in terms of their priority and how critical those areas will be. Because at the end of it, honorable members, is that we are to create a conducive environment. We will be critical of the department, but as we will then be critical, as I always say, we will have to ensure that we don't create a hostile and an arrogant environment together. As we'll be criticizing, we'll have to say, with all our thinking, our ideological views, but at the back of our mind, as we table them, we must understand that this is for the benefit of the country. This is about the workers who perished fighting for laws that govern the labor environment, and which includes workplace. And therefore, how then do we balance that in ensuring that people are employed, young people in particular, people with disabilities and women? But how then do we ensure that people don't depend? Well, that's also our responsibility in assisting. Don't depend on going to say, as we used to say in the previous Yapas, say go to knock and clock. How then do they empower themselves to be part of the mainstream of the economy? I felt that today I must just make those opening remarks. I know we're not dealing with that for now, but it's food for thought. As we'll be living here, I'm giving you some things to think about within our political divide. We have got that responsibility. At the end, it's not about us, it's about the country. That's why we are members of the National Assembly of the Republic of South Africa. Having said that, good morning. I will hand over to Mr. Sakaza for the attendance register. Thank you, honourable members. Honourable Sakaza.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning to all the members. Here we have the roll call today.
What is it? We can't hear you.
Oh.
There is something wrong with your network.
Hello. Can you hear me now, Chair?
Yes.
Oh, Chair, good morning, members. I was saying, Chair, we have the following members: Honorable Chair Dunjwa, Honorable Nonsele, Honorable Makubele, Honorable Zuma, Honorable Begram, Honorable Kado, Honorable Inanna, Honorable Mkonto, and Honorable Denner. That's the members that we have today, Chair, so far. And then from the staff, we've got myself. We've got Poshi Antabeni, we've got Mr. Nobo, the content advisor, we've got Mr. Mukwena, the researcher, we have Mr. Sibongile Maputi, the communications officer. Thank you from my side, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Sakaza. We will then start. Can you put the agenda so that members can see?
Okay, Chair, I'm going to share it now. Where is my agenda? Notice. Notice. Is it showing, Chair?
It is, but your screen is too busy.
Yes. Let me stop, Chair, and then start again, Chair.
No, I will assist you. The notice is, can you please share the minutes, the first set of minutes, which
okay,
is then our agenda is consideration of the first of minutes and the report of quarter one of the department and its entities. But the first set of minutes is those of the 8th of December. Can you please share those?
Hey, what's happening?
Hi, Zulani Kalu.
Okay, Nanso Chair, I think I've got it, Chair, the minutes. Check. Is it showing, Chair?
It is showing. Is it showing to everybody?
Yes, it is showing, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Members. That is the first set of minutes of the 8th of December 2021. First page. The attendance. Second page. This was a brief print by the Commission of Gender Equality. Mm-hmm. Any comments on point two? And you have not paged your document, Mr. Sakaz.
Oh, yes, I will do so. I will add the page number at the bottom.
Any comments, Honourable Members? If none, can we get a formal mover? Can we get a formal mover of the minutes of the 8th of December, 2021?
Honourable Chair.
Honourable Chair.
Yes, Honourable Chair, Honourable Matis Manzele, I formally move for the adoption of the minutes of the 8th of December. So I move.
Thank you. Can we get a formal seconder?
Honourable Zuma, I formally second Honourable Manzele.
Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Members. Can we close the minutes of the second set, minutes of the 2nd of February, 2022? Mr. Sakaza?
Yes, Chair, I'm trying to open them. I don't know what's happening with my gadget now. Hey. Chair, minutes of. Is it showing, Chair?
Yes, minutes of the 2nd of February.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
This will have a briefing of the band of flag on the hotel performance and the action plan of the compensation fund. There is the attendance register. Don't be very fast. Okay, then go up. Page two. Point three, which is a new action plan. Thank you. Any comments? Corrections? If none, can we get a formal mover of the minutes at the 2nd of February 2022? Are members still in the meeting?
I'm here. Yes, I mean, where are the meetings?
can we give the, I think, Honorable Zuma?
Honorable Zuma, formally moved the adoption of the minutes of the 2nd of February.
Thank you. Can we get a second there? Can we get a second?
Hi, greetings, Chairperson. Wanan Makubele here. I second the moving of the adoption of minutes of the 22nd as moved by Honorable Zuma.
Thank you. Can we get the next set of minutes of the meeting of the 9th of February?
Is it showing, Chair? I have it. Okay. Thank you.
Briefing by the Department of Employment and Labor on the first quarterly performance report. Okay, you can move as the attendance register. Point one UIF. Any comments? None. 2.2 NEDLAC. Any comments? None. 2.3 Productivity SA. Thank you. Can we get a formal mover?
Chair?
Yes. Does somebody want to talk? I think it's Urban Kondo.
Yes, Chair. I know that I'm controlling for the adoption of the minutes of the 9th of February as a true reflection of what deliberated on that day. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Kondo. Can we get a formal mover? I'm sorry, a formal seconder.
Chair.
Yes.
I formally second Honorable Kondo with the adoption of the minutes of the 9th of February.
Thank you, Honorable Zuma. Can we get the next set of minutes, which is the 17th of February? Compensation fund, the total performance of the compensation funds and CCMA, that's the attendance register. Point 1, compensation fund. Okay. 2.2 CCMA. Are there any comments, corrections? None. Can we get a formal mover? A formal mover, honorable members, just minutes of the 17th of February.
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Zuma.
I, Honorable Zuma, formally move the adoption of the minutes of the 17th of February. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Zuma. Let me get a seconder.
Honorable Chair.
Honorable Nontele.
I'm Lex Nontele, formally second the motion by Honorable Zuma for the adoption of the minutes. So I move.
Thank you, Honorable Members. The last set of minutes, Mr. Sakaza, those of the 23rd of February. Mr. Sakaza, where are you now?
I'm here, Chair. There.
Honorable members, there are the briefing by the Auditor General of the outcomes of the Compensation Fund and the plans of the extended mandate. Point two, briefing by the Auditor General. Don't be too fast, yes, okay? Move. Point three, department briefing by the Department of Labor on its plans to include the extended mandate of employment. Thank you. Are there any comments, corrections? If none, can we get a formal mover? Can we get a formal mover?
Okay, I, Honorable Zuma, formally move the adoption of the minutes of the 23rd of February. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Zuma. Can we get a seconder?
Honorable Nontele.
Yes, Honorable Nontele.
Chair, Honorable Nontele, not Mr. Nontele, I formally second the motion by Honorable Zuma for the adopted minutes held of the 21st of February. Thank you. So I'm 23rd, I mean, yes. I apologize.
No, fine, thank you. And then the last item on the agenda will be the report, the draft report on quarter one of Dell and entities. There is the report. One is the introduction. Performance. The program, page one. Yes. is to continuation of what was in page one. Program three. Six continues. Seven. Point five, the entities. Okay. I want to, if you can just stop there, Mr. Sakas, I want to recommend to the committee, to members, if they see it fit, that we are taken directly to seven, which is our observations. I'm sorry. On point six.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Can we be taken straight to six? Thank you. Thank you. There we are, honorable members, those our observations after we've received the report from Dell and its entities. 6.1. That's what we've observed. Don't be very fast, eh?
Yes, sir.
Any comments before we go to 6.2? None. 6.2, which is unemployment, which is UIF, yeah, okay. comments. Point three, productivity SA.
Thank you. I may comment. It's Michael Bagram.
On which point?
6.3.
Over to you, Bagram.
I just find it almost laughable that we've got them achieving 100% and they've overachieved in everything, when in fact in reality we're the worst country in the world, I think second worst in the world for productivity. It sounds really weird. Thank you.
Before any comment, I'm raising that so that the next member who's going to respond, if necessary, to your comment, is that remember that your remark needs some intense engagement within ourselves, because as they were, maybe let me reserve my comments, Honorable Baker, on the word part. Is there anybody wants to say anything? Okay.
Honorable Chair, Nontsele.
Honorable Chair,
I think we should accept the record as it stands, and appreciate the improvement that has been made in terms of performance by the Productivity South Africa with regard to the movement from a low achievement of 40% to 100% within the first quarter, and hope that they would be able to maintain that momentum. Because in maintaining that momentum, then it would address all the areas that in part or overall, the areas that we think we are still lagging behind in terms of productivity as presented by the report, because it was Productivity SA, Honorable Chair, that presented to us the low standards in terms of productivity in our country. It's not somebody next door. They were the ones who were upfront and walked us through the observations made globally with regard to our productivity. I think the best we can do in appreciating their movement and improvement is basically to concretely say that within reasonable time, we should in fact, working with them, set up proper and achievable targets that would ensure that we improve our productivity as a country, so that by the next time the study is done, at least instead of dropping down, we had to move upwards in terms of our productivity standards. So that would be my comment, Honorable Chair, in support of the report. In fact,
can
the formulation, yes, on 6.3.
Can I then, because in your comments, you have also touched on recommendations. We'll come back on that. I hope you won't remember. You won't forget on what you have said in terms of what then must be done in moving forward, because that falls under recommendation. Thank you, Honorable Member. 6.4.
If I may comment again, Madam Chair.
Yes, Honorable Pilgrim.
On NEDLAC, we've been looking, I think it's about 3 or 4 years now, they were doing the research on their fit for purpose. They still haven't told us anything about the completion and what the recommendations are. They make a bold statement saying that has been completed, but they tell us nothing. They keep us in the dark, which is pretty strange. Thanks.
Can you, instead of, can I just request, Honorable Baker, will look into what we are recommending. And I think I would humbly request that you reformulate your comments to be in line with what we are then recommending, rather than just throwing a broad statement. I'm humbly requesting you to do that, as we will be coming to recommendations very soon, because I don't want us to lose the gist of what you are saying. So that's why I'm saying rather than it being a just a general comment, I will appreciate if you can narrow it down to a pointed recommendation point. Thank you. I hope.
Okay.
Who's that one?
Michael Bagram again.
Yes, Honorable Bagram.
Thank you. I like that observation that you're making. But in the past, when we have got to recommendations, you have said to me categorically, why didn't you talk about that when we were talking about observations? We're not talking about observation. That is an observation of mine, but I'm happy to also put it under recommendation, and I take your point. Thank you.
Compensation fund. No comments.
No, Madam Chair, I'd like to make a comment again. Thank you, Madam Chair. It's Michael Bagram again. I see that as an observation, but I think we need to have a look at the observation more on an overall scale, where the compensation fund people are waiting for years to get paid out. We keep pointing this out to them, and I keep writing to them. I must have written this last week a dozen complaints of people who've been waiting for more than a year. Maybe that should be an observation as well.
Will that not fall with
Honorable Chair?
Okay, before I come, Honorable Nonsel.
Honorable Chair, what Honorable Bikram is saying, what is written already? Is what is written 6.5.1. That observation is made, and if he feels that is insufficient, then he can make a proposal for us to consider. Thank you, Chair.
Yes. Thank you, Honorable Nonsel. That's what I was then going to. Do you want to enrich the recommendation, Honorable Baker?
Yeah, I will enrich the recommendation, but a long queue is not. Is it a long queue waiting for a year or 5 years? I had one fellow write that he'd been waiting for 21 years to have his eyes sorted out. Maybe that's a long queue. If that's what we're talking about, then that's a long queue. Thanks.
No, Mr. Baker. No, Honorable Baker. Reformulate. If you want to reformulate, as Honorable Nonsele was proposing, you can do that. But you are saying if you think that long queue is not broad enough to accommodate some of the issues that you are raising, reformulate that so that members look and discuss. Maybe in two points. I make an example. It's a long queue, and people that have been waiting for more than 5 years. But reformulate that, please. If then you are not prepared to do that, we'll leave it as it is. But you are free to reformulate without losing the content of what the recommendation is saying and what you are then entering. We will await that in the message, in the thing.
And can I just speak to it?
Speak to it. It must not be long. It must just be pointed.
Yeah.
No preambles, please. I'm trying to say that.
members raise a concern with the lengthy waits for claims to be paid.
Come again?
Members raise a concern with regard to the lengthy wait for claims to be paid.
Oh, is that you are reworking that sentence?
No, I'm adding a new sentence.
Oh, okay. There it is, honorable members. There is the addition. Any comments?
Honorable Chair, on 6.5.1, members raised concerns about clients having to wait in long queues at labor centers to access the services of the compensation fund. Some labor centers have orders of clients that they see per day. This includes concerns, and this includes concerns for the long wait for claims to be processed. So we delete 6.5.2.
Okay.
Chairperson, Honorable Dana?
Yes, Honorable Dana.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would suggest that we keep 6.5.2. instead of adding this includes long waits for claims, because the start of the process is standing in a queue and submitting your forms. So it doesn't include the wait for the claim. After you've submitted your form, some people wait for 2, 3, 5, 21 years to get their claims processed and their claims paid. So I think we should add this, and I can't see a reason why we can't just add this as an extra point to be looked at, because that is where the real problem lies.
No, honorable members, I don't think the issue here is, I know how we are, so all of us have got the compensation fund is something that is dear and is closer to our hearts. But it can't be that we are going to semantics, on how we put this. We are all concerned about people waiting long queues, which also includes long wait for claims. And long wait for claims is, if I submit my claim now, I will wait until the longest, I'm making an example, will be 3 years. I do think that if we can make or break this process of this report, if we say that includes left wait for claims, full stop, because it's known. I really all I remember, I'm humbly requesting, really, at times.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. The point is that the amendment there is running short, because this includes long waits for claims to be processed. I took the whole formulation. Yeah, the whole formulation, claims to be processed. Yes.
Thank you.
And there is absolutely, I really can't make sense of what the argument is from Honorable Dana on this matter. Because here we're dealing with issues that affect the compensation fund holistically. And it does not diminish that area that we're putting forward. Yeah.
I'll then make a ruling. We'll delete 6.5.2, but we'll extend 6.5.1 up to the decision that this includes long wait for claims to be processed. Full stop. I mean, for the report, for that matter, if members want to extend their argument, They can do that when we are given an opportunity either to debate or to make declarations in the House when we submit the report. 6.6 compensation, CCMA. We are on observations.
Thank you, Madam Chair. May I make an observation?
Honourable Bagram.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The other observation with regard to the CCMA is that they're underfunded, affecting service delivery. And the reason why there have been low referrals, especially from the vulnerable sectors, is because they're not allowed to come in for the last 2 years. People can't walk in. It has to be done by computer. And you won't find the vulnerable sectors, such as domestic workers and agricultural and farming workers, with sophisticated computers to be able to lodge their claim in the LRA 711. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Bagram, but you understand that that comment will constitute, if I may say, part of your whatever, whether it's a debate or it's a declaration. Okay.
That's a comment, Chair.
Honourable Nontlhele.
Yes, that's a comment so that we don't have to haggle on issues unnecessarily. The point, Chair, is that the past 2 years, it was the first year of those two, that there was a complete lockdown of the country. We were sitting on a pandemic environment, and we can't be as a portfolio committee chair to speak as though we exist in an island outside South Africa or outside the globe. So when we go to Aju in the assembly and presenting this report and say to the assembly, in the past 2 years, no one was allowed to come into CCMA. What do we mean? Because the country was locked down. It was for the first year. Can we at least, rather than to throw substantive arguments that would take the matter forward, the issue of the funding is an issue that we all concern about, and we demand that it should be corrected. Yeah, and stop just adding other things that would, at the end of the day, impact negatively on our ability as a portfolio committee to present strong and substantive arguments. Thank you, Honourable Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Nontlhele. I think we as all of us as honourable members, we will really, there are some issues that we really have to unpack within the context of some of the challenges that are engulfing Dell, so that we find ourselves having to assist in a manner that will be constructive, objective, constructive for the benefit of the country. Now we are on point 7, which is recommendations. 7.1, 7.2.
Chair. Just going back to 7.1. You know, my thing is always that we dive into the minutiae when we come to speak about the Department of Employment and Labour. So here we sit with a 46.6% unemployment rate, and we're talking about printers, which seems to me an absolute incorrect focus. Now, I do recall that the Department of Employment and Labour presented to us, and I'm not sure whether it was part of this particular QRP1 report, but it did present to us the fact that it had been in consultations with the ILO, which gave them advice on similar departments of employment or job creation around the world. This was to do, you'll recall, when they were explaining to us their expanded mandate and how it affected the structures and programs of the department. It would seem to me to make sense that one of the recommendations to do with the Department of Employment and Labour and its expanded mandate is that we as a portfolio committee regularly exercise oversight over how this expanded mandate has manifested itself in the structures and programs of the department, and that we actually get an update on this ILO briefing or series of recommendations that were given to the department. We mustn't lose sight of that, and perhaps this is an apposite place to record that as a recommendation.
Well, before I speak on that, can I just have some comments from members? I think you are raising a very important point, which it must be put, because we didn't speak about that when we were dealing with when they were presenting. Remember that there was a separate presentation on the extended mandate. Now, there's a word that you used, which was very complex for me. Remember that English is my second or my third language. When you started, you said, we have got what when we deal with them, with the Department of Employment and Labor? There's a word that you use.
He said minutiae.
I said the minutiae, that we tend to focus on very specific small details and lose sight of the big picture stuff. The big picture stuff.
Are we not? Sorry for that. Are we then not to balance both?
Yeah, of course we must balance both, but I think that we should start with the big stuff and work our way towards the small stuff. We cascade down.
There's somebody who's disturbing our meeting, and I will request Mr. Sakaza to that must not happen. Can I just make this a proposal, honorable members, that in terms of the recommendation on the extended mandate, can we put that at the end in bold, because it's something that we then have to look into it as we are moving forward, because we did receive that. Is that okay? So that we don't bog down our meeting. But maybe in moving forward, Honorable Kado, we'll have to balance, because the danger is that if you look into the big, if you look into the broad, bigger, you are running the risk of losing the minute, which also has got a serious impact on the work of the department and our responsibility and role of conducting an oversight.
Honorable Chair.
Honorable Nontel. Are there still other members here in the committee except Honorable Nontel, Honorable Bigram, and Honorable Kadu and myself? Are there still other members?
Why, yes, Papa. Why, yes.
Indeed, Chair.
Honorable Nontel.
Can you, Chair? Chair, I would support the view that says, can Honorable Kadu hold back until we deal with it at the point of recommendations, unless there are specific issues that specifically talk to the observations, then he can then put that proposal for us to consider, so that it does not at the same time incorporate
recommendation. Yeah. So there are two
points. I thought we were on for recommendations.
No, Honorable Baklam, can there be order? You can't speak when the other member is on the floor.
I apologize, but a point of order, we're on recommendations.
No, but the Honorable Chair, we were on observations when I got cut, and it was not an hour. It was just a split second. And when I came back, Honorable Cardo was just concluding, and the chair went in and commented. So it's not correct to say we're on recommendation, Honorable Degra.
No, Honorable
Nonsele. Mm.
We are on recommendation. I'm sure when you were cut, we were starting 7.7, which is recommendations.
Okay.
It is you who missed up. So okay. We are on the recommendations now. Apologize.
Okay. My apology, my friend, Honorable Begra.
Okay. So no we problem. Are on.
Can we hear that? Is that the proposal change?
You know, what I was going to request from Honorable Cardo is that can he put that broad statement, which is a very important statement, it's a very important remark, within the context of then what we have been saying in the last 2 years and what then has been presented to us. He must then, because I'm of the view that that is then separate from this quarterly whatever. That's why I'm saying if you can just hold on that, we will then put that as a broad statement, which is very important. Why I'm saying broad, we'll have to put it on bold. It's because it's something that we are to say sooner or later we are to meet again. If you remember in the last meeting, I said it's one of the areas that we are to request for a physical meeting. And have a as Honorable Mdabe proposed that we must sit down and again unpack and discuss the matter. So I'm saying hold on, Honorable Cardo, whilst we are continuing with the entities, if you can put that statement in our chat, on our chat, if that's fine with you. That will be my ruling on the matter. 7.2 UIF.
Madam, may I?
Before we go to UIF, Honorable Members, I've just got a if you can go to 7, can you go back to 7.1, Honorable, I'm sorry, Mr. Sakas, 2, government departments procure their office. Is it, we must put a must now. Government department must procure, because we'll have to make a follow-up with this thing. We'll have to be told by Treasurer. I think it's about time that we request aid. So that's why I'm saying, I'm proposing that government department must, and then we'll then be told. It's about time. It's one of those areas that it's about time that as this committee, we really, I have to assert our authority and our oversight authority on this matter. So I'm proposing to insert must. Do I have a seconder?
Honorable Chair.
Honorable Mansell.
Yes, I support the proposal, but with the addition, Honorable Chair, that the recommendations as point 7 should be clearly captured there on top. I see now the reason why I got lost. Yeah, it was not just the time that I got cut off. Yeah, so that we have 7 as a recommendation, then 7.1, then it flows.
Can you go down, Mr. Sakaza? Mr. Sakaza, go down.
No, currently.
So then it will be.
Oh. There's seven.
Yeah. Committee recommendation.
Yeah. Okay. No, the problem
I don't know.
No, Chair, my apology. I'm catching up because the problem is that I have a problem with my email. Yeah, that's the problem.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry for disrupting the committee. Yeah.
Okay. Are we all in agreement of as seconded by Honorable Nonsele to insert must in 7.1.2? So it's fine. 7.2.
If I may, Madam Chair, Michael Bagram again.
Yes.
Should we not also be recommending that they follow not only the internal audit, but the external audit done by the Auditor General, and they should implement that as well? And then over and above that, we've seen through the pandemic how they collapsed, and maybe they should have a look at the overall system and see how they can tighten it up.
Can I correct you? Remember that we have not yet received the external audit from the Auditor General.
Well, yes. Then let's put it in there. How can we make a recommendation if we haven't even received the external audit, and we should actually say that?
We are going to receive it. When I communicated with the, it has not been signed off. Therefore, they can't come and present to us when it has not been signed off. Can I request that if we can just put that, then we will check with the Office of the Auditor General to come and make the presentation, because that's why they were unable to present it when they were with us presenting a compensation fund. Honorable Bagram?
Then we're going to be signing this off, I presume, and although I don't support much of it, but we should actually put in something to the effect that we can't comment on an external audit because it has not been presented to us at this stage.
Fine. I don't think that will be a train smash if we put that. The committee, the describers will put that in. Are we all in agreement, Honorable Members? I don't think that will really be a change match in us saying we couldn't then, while we couldn't comment on that, because we have not yet received the report on the external audit, which is, I think it's fine. 7.3?
If I may, 7.3 Productivity SA, Michael Bagram again.
Yes.
It is good that we're saying they must consider reviewing their targets, but should we not also be saying that they need to have a re-look at their entire function because the country productivity has been a failure?
Any comments on that? If there are no comments,
yes.
Can you
comment?
Honorable Nonsele.
Comment, sir. Yes. The issue of productivity levels and the issue of productivity in terms of the NDP. These are two distinct issues. Ours here at the moment is to look into the extent to which the entity performs. And obviously the performance of the entity is related to the performance of the country as a whole. I agree with the Honorable Bagram that the issue of the performance, productivity performance by the country is an issue to be attended to, and that must be attended as a matter of urgency. But the issue here is the performance of the NDC. Unless I'm missing the point, Honorable Chair. We need to balance these things without conflating them. Yeah. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, friend. Does somebody else want to speak?
Yes, Chair. Chair, that was the understanding when people like myself, I was joining this committee for the first time. My understanding when Productivity SA, when we were workshopped about their roles and responsibilities, is what they are doing, not for them to enable. Is for them to enable the country to be productive. But if it is not productive, they have to report as such. But once they are doing that, they are performing themselves. But sure, what I wanted to talk about is, I don't know where it should be put under recommendation or observation. The fact that they promised that they will check as to what is happening in other countries, lessons that can be learned by our country from other countries for us to be, as a country, to improve in our productivity. I don't see it here as to, or is it still coming, or it should be put somewhere, because we need to know, Chair, what is happening in other countries. How are they getting it right? Thank you.
Honorable members, two things. I'll start with the latter. What Honorable Mkhonto is raising, I don't think I don't remember us raising in the meeting. But it does not mean that we won't make a follow-up on that in terms of their learning best practices from other countries, so that we are then able to look into that. It's only that there was the whole world was engulfed by the pandemic. Because if it wasn't for that, we would have looked into if we had to conduct a study tour, what will be the content of that within the, what we want to assist in ensuring that government and not only government but also a business to private sector is assisting in the issue of productivity of the country. I think that we then have to, I'll just have to check with the department and see how best can we get that. If they don't have that information, we then to see how best can we get that. Secondly, we are dealing with the entity here, with the performance of the entity. We're not dealing with the each of the country. Yes, the performance of the country, of the entity in relation to what is happening in the country, but we can't, our focus is to, are they performing in a manner that will then assist the country? So I want us to recollect our minds, and our focus is that it is their quarter, first quarter performance. And I hope honorable members, they do understand, they will understand that. I know, that's why I'm saying some of the entities are entities that can really are closer to our hearts, and we can become emotional about it. But on how we want to reflect on some of the things is that we must not then go outside of what is then called a quarterly, but there will be a time. Maybe when some of the things, I think that we are to show when we are standing there in front of the house talking with the country in terms of either a debate or a declaration on these matters. I'm humbly requesting members to do that. So Honorable Mkhonto, what you are raising, I hope the scribers, they must not lose what you are raising. They must note that so that as the office were able to make a follow-up. 7.4, NEDLAC. You made the recommendation, Honorable Bagram. Can you repeat the recommendation part?
Yeah, I'm happy with this. I'm happy with that.
Fine. Any other comments on NEDLAC? 7.5 compensation fund.
I want to comment again, Madam Chair, Michael Bagram again.
On
the compensation fund, which we're on 7.5. You're talking about poor services again at the centres. I'm talking about poor service overall, where people just never get paid. And if they do get paid, they sometimes wait up to 21 years. And all I'm saying is that we need to actually comment on that.
I don't want to follow up on what you are raising, because it's quite, I don't think it's correct, and I don't think it's fair. If people are waiting long, it's fair, but it must not be exaggerated. But I don't want to say to you, come up, provide us with those people that have waited for 21 years. That I'm not going to do. But I don't think if we want to make a recommendation that is going to assist us, just please, good people, if you want to rework a recommendation, you are free to do that. The performance assessment of labor center management must include the service that the centers provide to the public, and there must be consequences for poor services. Do we have a problem with that? None. 7.6. CCMA.
Again, I'd like to make a comment. Michael Bagram again. This is very nice to talk about their outreach activities, but in fact their activities are failing the public right now because of the decreased budget and because people cannot go in. It doesn't help to say that we've had a pandemic for 2 years and no one can go in. Every single other entity in the Department of Employment and Labor is open and people can go in. And you can go into the Department of Labor itself. So I'm not sure why we can't mention it here. But yes, the outreach activities are nice to have, but irrelevant to the real work. Thank you.
Honorable Bacon, honorable members, please. We were in all departments that are providing services in this country and in the world. Going to talk about our country. We're challenged with the issue of the pandemic. It can be that, yes, where there have been weaknesses, we must reflect on that. But we can't just reflect as if, because we were, again, if I can just go in line in what Honorable Bagram is saying, if then we wanted everybody to go to the CCMA, it touches on a number of things. So the Department of Employment and Labor was expected, in line with what Honorable Bertram is saying, to break the regulations. No, but it does not mean that in that process, what is it that we should have looked into? At times, I feel that we want this department to do things that are things that are going to backfire to them or to what. So at times, I, as much as I wouldn't like to respond to comments, but at times, comments at times are unfair to the Department of Employment and Labor. And I'm not implying that it must not be criticized. It's how it is to be criticized. So you can put that comment when we debate, we'll have to engage with it. That, and in fact, what is it? What is entailed in that? Honorable Kado, your brother, I don't know whether you have written in the chat.
No,
on
I
what is on why when you raise such an important issue, which I think before we consider our report on that extended mandate, if you want to make some recommendations on what is to be done, I thought that's what you were saying. We couldn't put it there on the thing of the first court. But it's a bigger picture, and it's a broad issue which is important.
Well, will we be getting minutes of the meeting where that presentation was given to us? Wouldn't that be the appropriate place to record this point?
Mr. Sakaz, it was the meeting of the 23rd, the minutes of the 23rd of where we're dealing with the matter. We're dealing with it on the 23rd. Am I not correct, Honorable Mr. Sakaz?
Right. Okay. Well, in that case, I would just say that the committee further recommends that we receive regular updates from the Department of Employment and Labor on the department's expanded mandate. And in particular, that we are briefed in the near future about the report produced by the ILO comparing our own Department of Employment and Labor's mandate with similar departments around the world.
Members are listening. Any comments, additions? None? Okay, I take that we are in agreement with that. Can I then get a formal mover of
Chair, can I just ask, sorry Chair, through you. Okay. I didn't capture everything. If Honorable Bergram can maybe write on the chat or assist me to continue with the line that I've written, Chair. Sorry. That.
Yes.
I will ask my attorney to do that rather. Honorable Carter.
What's happening now? People speak without being appointed to speak. Honorable Carter, can you please do that? In meanwhile, can we get a formal mover with the additions and the corrections that have been made? Can I get a formal mover? Can we get a formal mover? Yes.
Chair, I move for the adoption of the report with the amendments effected. I, Nontlantla Mkhonto, move for the adoption with the amendments effected. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Can we get a second? Can we get a second? Honourable members, can we get a second? Unfortunately, I can't second it myself. What has happened, Honourable Sakas? Are the members still?
No one has left, Chair.
Maybe we should scrap it.
No, we're not going to. Can we get a second? Honourable Nontlantle, your hand is up. Everybody is muted. What's happening?
Witchcraft, Chair.
Honourable Nontlantle, your hand is up.
No, it's a historical one, Chair. My apologies.
Can we get a formal seconder? Honourable Nontlantle.
Honourable Chair.
Can we get a formal seconder to Honourable Mkhonto in accepting the report as a true reflection and in the adoption of the report?
Honourable Chairperson, I as Honourable Mrs. Nontlantle formally second the motion by Honourable Mkhonto for the adoption of the report. So I move.
Thank you, Honourable Members.
Can you note the objection of the Democratic Alliance?
Noted.
As well as the Freedom Front Plus, Chair, please.
Noted. Thank you, Honourable Members. We've then come to the end of our business of today. We will then circulate a notice for the next for our next meeting. And thank you very much, Honourable Members. Our meeting is adjourned until we meet again next week. Thank you. Bye.